My life is divided into two parts. The first 20 years were miserable and very unhappy. But then I received Christ as my Savior and Lord. Everything changed, and I received a new life. What a blessing this life has been. It is just the opposite from the old life, where there was unhappiness. I now enjoy true happiness. God changed everything for the better. Stay with us as we talk about God's overflowing cup of blessing. During his days as a shepherd, David had held the overflowing cup to his sheep many times. Now he declares of himself, "My cup runneth over." His cup never ran dry, for it was the cup of the Lord's daily blessing. Everyone who has trusted in Christ as Savior and Lord has the privilege of drinking from this cup. Those outside of Christ are entitled to drink only from the cup of wrath. God tells us in Revelation 16:19 that they must drink of the cup of the wine of the fierceness of God's wrath. In Christ, ours is the blessed joy of drinking of all the blessings of the Lord, spiritual, material, and physical. The wonderful truth is that God's blessings are always overflowing. Not only does he promise to pardon us from our sins, but the Bible says he will abundantly pardon us. Not only is he able to do that for which we pray, but he is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. Not only do we have joy in following Christ, but joy unspeakable and full of glory. In him we possess not only peace, but the peace of God, which passeth all understanding. God has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Christians should be the happiest people in the world because of God's gracious provision of the overflowing cup of blessing. Perhaps you have sung that old hymn, "There shall be showers of blessing." There are showers of blessing falling on God's people constantly. How we ought to be praising God for his wonderful love and care. David said in Psalm 107, verse 8, "Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men." There is no room for grumbling and complaining in the Christian life. God provided the overflowing cup of blessing for his people, the children of Israel. But what did they do? They murmured and complained because of impending dangers and lack of water and food. Nothing seemed to suit them. They became so disgruntled with everything and everybody that they seldom did anything else but give voice to their grievances. How did God react? We read in Numbers 11:1, "And when the people complained, it displeased the Lord." When believers complain, it always displeases the Lord. Not only does it disturb all those around us, but it is a flat denial of God's abundant provision from his overflowing cup of blessing. Some Christians are attacked by an occasional spell of complaining, while others are always making a fuss about something. The acute complainer grumbles now and then under the pressure of some irritating circumstance. The chronic complainer grumbles under any circumstance. In fact, he never seems to be pleased. Usually he wants his own way. If he doesn't get it, he frets and whines. More and more, his complaining becomes a habit, then a vice, rebelling against the grace and mercy of God. The Lord Jesus came into the world that those who believe on him might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. J.B. Phillips translates these words of our Lord, "I came to bring them life, and far more life than before." New life in Christ should be a different kind of life. Indeed, it is far more life than before. Complaining and grumbling is of the old life. Believers possess new life in Christ. Old things should be passing away, and all things should be becoming new. The old sins of complaining and grumbling should be disappearing under the crimson flow of the blood of Christ. Do all things, Paul says, without murmurings and disputings. How we need to master the truth of the last psalm in the Bible. Though there are only 6 verses in Psalm 150, yet 13 times the Lord exhorts us to praise Him. Some believers know very little about praising the Lord. God is extremely good and gracious, yet some people never seem to acknowledge it. Repeatedly throughout the Word, we are told to praise and thank God. In 1 Thessalonians 5:18, the Apostle says, "In everything, give thanks." And in Ephesians 5:20, he exhorts us, "Giving thanks always for all things." This leaves no room for complaining, but only praise to God. You may say, "You don't know what I have suffered." I don't have to know. All any of us needs to know is what God says in His Word. He knows what is best for each of us. He knows when to send the sunshine and when to permit the rain. Let us not ever attempt to question His providence. Our great Shepherd understands all about our problems and heartaches. Because of this, He has promised to supply from His overflowing cup. Keep in mind that our Lord Jesus is human as well as divine. When He was born into this world, He was clothed with a body of flesh. He is still in that body. He understands all our weaknesses and frailties. The Oriental Shepherd, even during warm days, would often don his fleece coat, and when asked why, would reply, "My sheep like to see me looking like themselves." Well, our great Shepherd took upon Him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men, that He might completely understand all our problems. He sees them not only from the side of deity, but humanity. He knows all about our heartaches and sorrows. That's why we can go to Him with everything, with the blessed assurance that He will abundantly provide from His overflowing cup. Because a person is a Christian, is no assurance that he will not be confronted with numerous difficulties in life. We shall have many burdens and trials. There is no home in the world so lowly that sorrow does not at some time enter the door. There is likewise no mansion so beautiful that sorrow does not mount its steps. Sorrow is the common lot of all of us. But the joy of being a Christian is that Christ knows all about our difficulties, and because of that, He provides all the wisdom and help we need. What is sorrow if the Lord Jesus walks by our side? Health may wither like a fading flower. Earthly friends may fail and forsake us. Death may bring desolation to our hearts and homes. But is the situation hopeless? Ah, no. The Lord Jesus is the great Shepherd. He understands the sufferings of His sheep. He will provide. He will undertake. I need only trust Him with all my heart. My friend, have you learned to drink from the all-sufficient, satisfying cup of blessing held in the hand of our great Shepherd? Paul could say, "I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content." The reason for contentment is the unfailing Christ. Do you know that? Have you received Him? Do you know Him as your Lord and your Savior? If not, I can understand why you lack contentment. God is a God of grace, and if you will turn to Him, you will discover the joy of the overflowing cup. He will save you for eternity. Oh, do it now, my friend. Turn to Christ. You will never be sorry. Use your word in our hearts today, Father. For those who are distressed, may they rest in the peace of God that passeth all understanding. And for those who are without Christ, make them restless until they bow to Him. For I pray in His wonderful name, Amen.